It's Jimbo Times. Hey, what's going on, Los Angeles? It's J.T. Dot, and I hope that you're all well. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, and it is the second day of a three-day work stoppage and strike at LAUSD's schools, that's for sure. We initially shouted out the rally for LAUSD workers last week. That is for SEIU Local 99 and UTLA over at Grand Park. Oh, and Grand Park happens to feature in our update today. So I've got about three notes in particular for y'all to keep in mind. And so let's go ahead and get started. First things first, this Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, yours truly is hopping on Instagram Live with Councilmember Marquise Harris-Dawson of the 8th District of Los Angeles. And so, if you live in the Adams-Normandy area or the Jefferson Park or Expo Park area, if you live in the Vermont Square area or Chesterfield Square, if you live in Baldwin Hills or Hyde Park or the Crenshaw-Slauson area, that is Council District 8. And the council member and I are going to go through a range of subjects, including where South Los Angeles, that is Southwest Los Angeles, is at these days. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's taking place right at 6 p.m. this Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, on Instagram Live. Be sure not to miss it. Okay? Our second update is that yesterday, the LA County Board of Supervisors, that is the governing body that oversees a budget of approximately $44 billion in LA County services all throughout Los Angeles, stretching from the Antelope Valley to the Rancho Palos Verdes area and beyond, going west all the way out to Malibu and going east all the way out just before Long Beach. That body just yesterday voted 5-0 to rename Grand Park in downtown Los Angeles to Gloria Molina Grand Park. And this is because Gloria Molina has recently announced that she's facing terminal cancer. Gloria Molina originally began her service as a public official as far back as 1982 and served as recently as 2014. She was the first Latina LA City Council member as well as the first Latina LA County Board member. And so she is a maverick, a titan, someone that's seen all kinds of political moments in our city come and go. And therefore, the board has resolved to try and honor her legacy in downtown Los Angeles by renaming Grand Park right after her. They voted yesterday unanimously to do just so. So that is the future Gloria Molina Grand Park. Just so you all know, you heard it here first. Okay, our third update looks even farther out to the future, and I'm really excited about it. I have just introduced to folks out there the Barcelona Barrios excursion. You can read more about this at jimbotimes.com, but the gist of it is that yours truly, at 32 years old, is for the first time visiting Europe. In particular, I'm heading to Barcelona, or Barcelona, in España. That is right. I'm going on a special mission there to work with immigrant communities in Barcelona's barrios. And so I'm really excited. I am funding this trip via my Patreon channel. And so I've just introduced a whole new Patreon package whereby I'll be delivering to your inbox one weekly update with photos, with a journal entry, and with more if time permits. I'm really looking to speak with recently migrated communities there and learn about how it is that they're creating ties in a new land with a new language and so on. See how it compares to the way that communities do that right here in Los Angeles and take notes. Barcelona hosted the 1992 International Olympic Games. And as some of y'all may know, Los Angeles is set to host the 2028 Olympic Games. And so besides the Spanish heritage between these two cities, there's a lot more that they share in common. They are both port cities. That is, Barcelona is another port city, another place that is popular for people migrating, including through desperate conditions, to establish a better life for themselves after leaving their homelands. And so there's a lot. I'll be in Barcelona for 5 weeks, and I'm really stoked about everything that I'll get to see and learn and tell you about. And so it's a pleasure, as much as it is a privilege, to invite you to join me to the Barcelona Barrios excursion. This way we can learn about Barcelona's barrios together and make it that much more community-focused and community-building. So with these notes out there, I gotta run along now to schedule some more stuff for JT the LA Storyteller podcast. Stay updated via the newsletter. Stay updated via the website. Check out the new JT weather report. But you already know, until the next time, stay vigilant and stay tuned. It's J.T. out with more soon. Hasta luego.
It's Jimbo times.